Now, it's a real joy to be with you this afternoon, and I'm just going to read one verse from the Bible. It's a very important verse in relation to what we're going to look at today, because we're looking at the bridge of life. And when you notice the subject of bridges, I am sure you were all wondering, what is this all about? Well, as it unfolds, you'll begin to discover what we're speaking about. This verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Now, you may be unfamiliar with the Bible or the New Testament, so I'll just read these words to you. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Now, as it's the Word of God, I think it's really important to mention it and refer to it again. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. My first introduction to Fife was over this bridge. I'm sure we're all aware of what this bridge is. You see, when we were young, we lived in Glasgow, and every year we wanted to get out of Glasgow. Now, we didn't go to Tenerife or Mallorca or some of these exotic resorts. We came to Fife. In fact, we came initially to Largo, and then we came to Ely. But one of the highlights, as we travelled on these old trains, you know, the ones with the corridor, and you were inside this train, and there was your compartment, and of course we were a big family, so we just filled one of the compartments, and that was fine, and shut the doors. But we were always waiting on the fourth railway bridge, because when we passed that, we knew that very, very soon there would be a stop called Thornton, where the train would stop, and the man would say, "All change here for Fife." We just used to wonder about this, because it was almost like a godforsaken railway station. It was just derelict. But you see, if we had remained on that train, it would have taken us to Aberdeen. Well, we weren't going to Aberdeen, we were going to Fife. And we discovered that Thornton was not a destination, it was a junction. And so when we got on the train, we got on and we travelled through to Largo and then to Ely. You know, that's so true of life. Death is not a destination. It's only a terminus. God is saying, change here for eternity. And when it comes our turn, we've just heard about one or two people recently dying in this last few days. I want to ask you the question tonight as we begin our little service. If that was you, where would you be tonight? The scripture says, neither is there a day's man or an umpire between us that might lay hand upon us both. In other words, lay hand on God and lay hand on man as well. The second bridge that I associate with Fife was the Kincardine Bridge. Because as I grew older and we got to Ely, there wasn't much to be able to move around in Ely. So I decided that I would go by bicycle to Ely. And of course, I would start, of course, at 6 o'clock in the morning. And when I got to Kincardine Bridge, I knew I was almost halfway there. And of course, you got there by maybe early afternoon. And then later on in life, after we were married, we moved to Armadale. And when we were in Armadale, if you wanted to get across to Fife from that area, you had to go on the ferry. And then, amazingly enough, they produced the fourth road bridge. And that was a tremendous improvement to get to Fife all the quicker. A new way had been opened up. We forgot about the Kincardine Bridge. We forgot about the railway bridge, because this new way was opened up to us. That is why I read to you in the scriptures, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. God just seems to be so far away up there, and man seems to be so far away down here. And there are so many people, and they've no communication with God. There seems to be this tremendous separation between us and God. And you know the reason? The reason is man's sin. God said to men and women a long time ago, your sins have separated between you and God. I don't know whether you remember the year 2000. Year 2000 was a special year. In that particular year, they were introducing a new millennium. And it was very, very special. And special occasions were conducted all over the country. On one particular day in that year 2000, one of the first celebrations was in Australia. I don't know whether you ever saw it, but there was a very large bridge in Australia. It's the world's widest bridge, 50 meters wide, 8 traffic lanes, 1 pedestrian, 1 cycle lane. But that's not what impressed me, because in the year 2000, there was a special reference. There was a word placed over the bridge, eternity. I don't know whether you saw it. Well, I saw it. It was quite remarkable. Well, people maybe wondered, why on earth have they put up in the year 2000, the word eternity? You can't change the colouring at all. It's not very clear. No? Okay. In the year, there was a man in Australia. And in Australia, this particular man, maybe he's going to improve the graphics. I should have brought my own projector. that's helpful, because that's the main one. Good. There was a man in Australia who was called Mr. Eternity. His name was Arthur Stace, and he was born in 1884. What a sad state this man was brought up in. At the age of 12, he became a ward of state. At the age of 15, he was an alcoholic, and for many months he spent a lot of it in prison. That kind of lifestyle continued until at the age of 40, he was gloriously converted, and his life dramatically changed. He became a different man altogether. 2 years later, he heard a preacher speaking on, "For this day, for this is the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity." That word seemed to burn in the soul of this man, Mr. Stace. eternity. Eternity. I wish I could let everyone in Sydney know this word. We must all face it. Where will I spend eternity? Well, what did he do? The man was illiterate, but he went out early in the morning, and all over the cities where he went, he just knelt down on the pavement, and in beautiful copper plate writing, he wrote just one word, eternity. Over 35 years, he wrote this word about 500,000 times. Everybody wondered, when they saw this word on the pavement, who's writing this? And it was written by this man, Mr. Stace. He died at the age of 83. And on his gravestone, apart from his name and his date of birth and his dying, is just the one word. And that one word was eternity. The world's tallest bridge is in France. It's called the Millau Viaduct. The Millau Viaduct, an amazing feat of architecture, the world's tallest bridge. 343 meters high. You can imagine how amazing this bridge is when you go and see it. I have never been on that bridge, by the way, but I've been on this bridge. Anybody know where this bridge is? Nobody know? Sorry? America? No. You're close. Anybody know where this bridge is? Well, this is the bridge that leads you, the Confederation Bridge in Prince Edward Island. And amazingly, the people in Prince Edward Island fought to keep this bridge from being built. They were on an island and they wanted to remain on an island. And it took, I think, about 10 years of negotiation until this bridge was finally built. It's the world's longest bridge. You can, if you go over it at this particular time of the year, the whole of the area is just solid ice. I've seen cars on this bridge, and it's 8 miles long, and when you go onto the bridge, you wonder, when on earth is this bridge going to finish? It's the longest bridge in the world. Costs $1 billion to build it. What an amazing day it was. Way back in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, when God had that association, that friendship with man, with Adam. And in the cool of the day, God would come down and would speak with Adam. And that was a wonderful experience that Adam and Eve had at that particular time. And at that time, God gave instructions to Adam as to the kind of life that he wanted him to live. The Bible says clearly, in the beginning, God created man in the image of God. And what fellowship God had with man. You say, well, what happened? Why has that fellowship not continued? Well, tragically, sin entered. God gave him instructions. You could eat of all the trees of the garden, but there's one forbidden. And the moment you eat that tree, you'll be separated from me. Adam and Eve took that fruit and ate it, and the fellowship between God and man was broken. As by one man, sin, the Bible says, sin has entered the world, and death by sin. That is why man is alienated from God. Death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned. None of us are excluded all come under this category. We've all sinned before God. There was that rift between God and man. How could that rift be bridged? How could men come back into contact with God? Well, the reason because of that rift was because of our sins. God said, as we mentioned earlier, your sins have separated between you and God. Adam tried it. He would change his appearance. He would clothe himself in those fig leaves. It didn't work. Cain tried it. He would bring his own sacrifice to God, not the one that God asked him to do. The people of Noah's day tried it. The people in the days of the city of Babel tried it, the Babylonians. They thought that they would build a huge tower that would stretch out to God. None of these things bridged the gulf. The Israelites tried it. God gave them to a law and said, this do and you'll live. But of course, very soon after they received the law, they broke it. And God was showing to the people, there's no way that men and women can be brought back to me through these things. The Pharisees tried it. They thought in doing good works. Now, all of these things are important and relevant for our society, but none of them bridged the gulf. People live a good life, and they think, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm hoping at the end of the day, all will be well. Other people say, well, I say my prayers every night. Surely that will get me to heaven. Other people say, well, I go to a place of worship. That's good. When you go to a place of worship, you hear the word of God. That's important. But of course, as you look at these things, no matter what they are, all of them, don't bridge the gulf. But thank God, what man couldn't do, God has done in his Son. And the Bible says clearly, for by grace are you saved, through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We mentioned earlier at the beginning, the fourth road bridge. What an amazing bridge that was when it was built in the 60s. Cost over £19.5 million. And of course, it was a real feat of engineering. But if you go to this side of the other side of the bridge, you'll see that there was a cost also in lives, in human lives. Seven lives were lost as men fell off the bridge and fell into the sea. Thanks to the Scottish Parliament that's in at the moment, it's now free to all, and you can cross without any cost. But you know, God has made a way whereby men and women can get back to him. And that way is through the cross of the Lord Jesus. God was righteous, and he can't just put sin under the carpet. He's holy. And we must acknowledge that. My sins, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he took them and bore them. And because of that, the moment I confess my sin to God and receive God's Son as my Savior, I experience God's forgiveness. You know, I can say, I wonder if you can, all my sins were laid upon him. Jesus bore them on the tree. God, who knew them, laid them on him, and believing, I am free. Can you say that? Can you think of a moment in your life when you knelt before God and confessed your sin to God and received God's Son as your Savior? Well, if you can, that bridge has been gulfed and your sins have been cleansed. Yes, God made a way whereby men and women who were alienated from him, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it wonderful to think that in spite of the fact that we were alienated from God and our sins had separated us from God, he loved us. And he loved us to such a degree, he so loved the world, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We mentioned earlier the widest bridge in the world is the one in Sydney Harbour. And I thank God that the message of the gospel is for whosoever. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. It doesn't matter whether you've steeped your life in sin. It doesn't matter how far away you've got from God. Thank God that width, that tremendous love that God has displayed. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, just put your name in there, that if I believe in Jesus Christ, then I can have everlasting life. We mentioned the longest bridge, the Confederation Bridge in PEI. Think of it. When the call came out, who will go for us? And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will go. And there was someone who came from heaven, and he came down to the earth, and he came for one purpose, that he might die on a cross. Oh, thank God that Jesus Christ came. We've all been reminded of that in this last few weeks, that Christ came from heaven to earth and was born in Bethlehem. But he came for a purpose. He came to die on a cross. He came to be our Savior. James Irvin in the Apollo 15 astronaut said, the greatest event in the history of mankind is not man walking on the moon, but God walking on the earth. How true that is. The one who came into this world was Emmanuel, God with us. The tallest bridge, the highest bridge in the world, is the Milo Viaduct. But think of this amazing possibility that God can take man and woman from earth to heaven. I've got a future, a glorious future. My future is not connected to this world at all. It's connected to heaven. And God is going to take every person who've trusted in his Son home to heaven, to live in heaven forevermore. I wonder if you have got that wonderful relationship with God by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you haven't, he wants you to come to him today, the first Lord's Day of a new year, that this year could become a special year to you. If you acknowledge your sin before God and you received God's Son as your Savior, your life could be transformed if you accepted the Lord Jesus into your life. Yes, God has bridged the gulf. Man can be brought into relationship with him because the Lord Jesus Christ died at the place called Calvary. Let's pray together. Our Father,